Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
I see skies.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're waking up to a cooler day. I'll tell you, it's a lot different than the past few days. I just walked outside this morning to take the dog out, and wow, it's such a difference when you just walk in and you just when you just walk out and you say, what just happened? It's been like 90 degrees for a few days here. So it's been something else this morning just to walk out and take a look and get that feel, etc. It's something. And looking at the 10-day forecast, our temperatures are looking pretty good. In the 70s, really, at least for the next 4 days. And then obviously the weekend it'll probably rain again because, well, why wouldn't it? But these are some better temperatures compared to the past few, past like week or so. A little bit easier to get into the garden, a little bit easier to do some cleanup, do some mowing, right? Some of those things, it's just been so hard to do. It's just, you wake up and it's like 100 degrees and you're just like, ugh, I can't do anything out there. But, after yesterday's storms, some heavy rain. I mean, I'm telling you, I could barely see out the windows last night and when it was raining. But after some of that heavy storms, we should be dry for a few days. Be able to enjoy some of the outside and do some of that, do some cleanups. Do some, just a little bit of weeding here and there. Maybe some deadheading, some cleaning, all those types of things that we can be doing where it's a little bit easier to get outside and do it. And it's more enjoyable, right? I know last Sunday, it was a nice, easier temperature-wise. Right? It was a little warm in some of the spots, but it wasn't terrible before it got real hot. I know last week after the show, went out, tried to do a bunch of different things, mow, etc., and just enjoy, the outside while it was cool enough to be out there. And it's definitely, today and the next few days, definitely worth it. It's going to feel pretty good comparatively. So definitely get out there and enjoy it. Enjoy the weather. Now, all this rain is just, every place is just flooded with obviously water, but just flooded and just it's hard to know what's going to come from this. right? Know how, you know, is it going to be too much rain to the point where our plants are just overwatered, having some of the effects that would look like it was underwatered, right? So when we see on some trees or shrubs underwatered, looks like it's wilting, it's flagging, doing those things, yellow leaves, etc. Sometimes overwatering can do the same, right? So that's something to be looking at and saying, what could happen next? So, you know, it's the weather patterns have just been so odd, so different, that you just don't know what season it is. I mean, you look down in Florida, right? Earlier this past week, I heard that the water temperature, the ocean water temperature, was 101 degrees. I mean, killing the coral, killing, you know, some of the wildlife around there, because it's so hot, it's not, you know, it's not made for that. But I'm telling you, it's it is, the weather pattern just everywhere is just so off. The South has just had so much heat. You know, obviously New England's had a few days of heat and it's kind of felt a lot, but there have been other areas in there that have done this. So I bring the weather pattern up because it's so, we just don't know almost what season it is. Obviously, with the heat, we know what season it is, but just the ups and downs and all over, it's just, it's almost like it's flipped the script a little bit. So, you know, this is something to be keeping an eye on and seeing how long this will last and how late it will go into the season. You know, the past few years, right, the pattern of warm weather will go all the way into late October, maybe even into, you know, I wouldn't say warm weather, but cooler weather into November. So that means our garden, our gardening is extended a bit, right? It used to be, you know, our vegetable gardens were, you know, as soon as May 20th hit, we've got everything outside, and then, you know, it kind of ended at the end of August into early September. Then it was that fall season where a lot of our vegetables were just kind of done, right? It's not that way anymore. It's weird. It's just, the weather is so odd. I could sit here and talk about it for days upon days. At the end of the day, I'm not a weatherman. I don't know what's going on. But we'll see, because it's I'm not going to lie. It's so interesting to look at and just see what's going on, because it just honestly just doesn't make sense. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, you know, the weather has just been so crazy. It's, you know, keep an eye on your plants. Just really take a look and see what's going on in the area. See, you know, you're starting to probably see puddles or different things in different areas, right? What I'd want you to look at with this is, are some of the areas in your lawn, are they just so compacted that maybe you need to do something for it? Something along the lines of like a gypsum product, a fast-acting gypsum, to help those areas so that the water will actually penetrate the soil and go to where it needs. Now, obviously we've had record highs when it comes to water, but you can look at a lawn and kind of say, oh, that's staying longer than it should be with the water. Even, you know, after the, you know, multiple heavy rains, you're just saying something's wrong there. So this is a time frame that we should be looking at it and saying, what can we do to help it so that water will go through on a normal rain? Right? So those areas, like I was saying, is something to look at when it comes to a pelletized gypsum, a fast-acting gypsum. There's a few out there. Natural Alternative has a great product. Their sulfur product. It's like a fast-acting gypsum that will break down some of that compact soil, some of those areas, and allow some of the moisture to go through. Now, I understand the heavy rains are obviously going to flood a little bit quicker just because the ground is so saturated. What I'm talking about more is just areas that you normally don't see puddling up. Taking a look at them and saying, is that area a little bit different? Let me see what I can do to help it with the long term. Anyways, we're going to go to a break. If you have some questions, call us. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the 9 pattern revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
You want to stay all natural? Then use all seasoned oil from Bonide to control aphids, mealybugs, mites, and scale in your vegetable and flower garden. Also great for your trees and shrubs. Also new and all natural, a Japanese beetle killer with pyrethrum. And for your flower and rose garden, Rose RX 3-in-1 for organic rose and flower gardening. That's Bonide, where gardening isn't scary.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And so before the break, obviously, you know, there's been tons of rain. What's going on with it? And you're seeing some flooding. You're seeing you know, a lot of water sitting. So I'm just trying to bring up some thoughts here of when you're looking at it, is the rain water sitting there longer than normal, right? Obviously, the water table is high. I mean, there's no doubt about it. But, you know, I look at my lawn and I look at certain areas, and I can tell that certain areas are just maybe a little bit lower than they should be, right? So, you know, I'm looking at doing some fall seeding, some fall changes, right? And parts of that is to level it out so the water can actually flow to where it needs to go. But at the same time, if the water is sitting there and then it slowly dissipates over a couple days or even over, you know, 24 to 48 hours, you got to look at it and say maybe that area is just a little bit too compact as well. So these are the times where we look at. So for later times of the season, we know that the water can get through there. So what do we do? So I talked about the sulfur from Natural Alternative. So it's a pelletized product that helps breaks down compact soils, breaks down areas where nutrients are kind of just stuck. You know, they're there, but they just can't get anywhere that's necessary for what you're looking for, right? So these are the things that you need to be looking out for. And obviously, I've said it already a few times, because it is so hard to tell what's just, you know, the water table being so high and what's not. But you can tell because you know your areas. You know those areas and you know normally if it rains or even a heavy rain, it'll wash off and we don't have these puddles. So look into the yard the next time it's raining and see which one is just standing water and know what else you can do. Like I said, there's the sulfur product from Natural Alternative. There's also that Love Your Soil from Jonathan Green, right? Really, really close products. Both do the same as what we're looking for, right? Both will break up some of that soil underneath, allow the nutrients to go through the way they need to, allow the water to go through. You know, New England has a lot of, in interior parts of New England have a lot of clay in their soil. You know, obviously on the beach area is more sandy. It's pretty obvious that way. But you'll just be able to see and tell the difference here. So it's something I bring up because it's not, the amount of water that's sitting is not a good thing for our areas. It's great that we've gotten the moisture, we've gotten that type of thing, keeping our gardens growing, everything along those lines. But the problem is the water sitting for so long can move your nutrients, can move the compaction, can move a lot of different things because just it's the water table's so high. Just want to make sure you're looking out for those things that could be changing. And just realize the end of this season, end of the year, there could be a change in the area. You could have more weeds in one area because the weed seeds from all of this, because of the fact that you haven't been able to mow as often, so the lawn gets a little bit bigger, goes to seed a little bit. Now the seeds are going back into those areas, so that it's just that vicious cycle. So these are things to be looking for. So we're definitely going to be looking at some renovations in lawns, some cleanups, and looking at saying, what are we going to do for the fall when it comes to the lawn? So we'll discuss that more as the show goes on. Any questions, call us 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram Watering Tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
Update. Some Americans finally in for some cooler weather.
Cooler temperatures are moving in with heat advisories expiring from New Jersey to Missouri. And in the Southwest, Phoenix is finally getting a break. Phoenix has been 110 degrees or hotter for more than 4 straight weeks. I'm Jeremy Scott.
A Ford recall to tell you about. Here's USA's Jerry Barmash.
Ford announced it's recalling nearly 900,000 F-150 trucks in the U.S. due to a wiring issue.
There's a long wait to get your passport renewed. correspondent Scott Carr with details.
The State Department says it's been receiving an unprecedented 430,000 passport applications every week, leaving staff overwhelmed and many travelers panicking. The turnaround time to get a passport in the mail now averages about 13 weeks. Last year, the U.S. issued over 23 million passports as Americans started traveling again.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, obviously, one of the things that you just spend a lot of time talking about is the way the weather has been. Because it has just been so odd, right? You know, here in New England, just the amount of rain. And then, south, the amount of heat that has happened for an excessive amount of time. It's just like, what season is it, right? The amount of rain obviously makes you feel like it's spring. But the heat doesn't make you feel that way, obviously. But it's just, it's so all over the place. There are just so many extremes. And so we're just thinking about what we can be doing in the future here. Because at this point, it's kind of like a wait and see in the garden. Is there anything else that can be done this time of year? Obviously just maintaining what you have is a big thing. I'm noticing that the lawn just kind of is what it is at this point because of, the amount of rain and then the amount of heat. Weeds are just taking over. And obviously that's just part of the season as normal, but it's been so much where you're seeing a lot more of those weeds and you're saying, what can I, can I do something now? Well, the key to that is yes. This is the time frame where we're just a couple days from the first day of August, right? What that does for us is we kind of start looking at lawn renovations or anything that we need to do with the lawn, because maybe we tried and there's lots of weeds left and we want to renovate it for the fall. And so this is the time frame where we look at it and say, well, how much of this is going to be a total renovation? How much of this is going to be a partial renovation? And build from there. Because if you think about it, if it is a total renovation on your lawn, and this, there are, you know, weeds kind of everywhere, you need to do something probably a little bit more extreme than just an overseed, right? It could end up being something along the lines of a total, you know, kill in the area. And from there, starting fresh. And so part of what I want you to be thinking about right now is, which part is that going to be, right? Is it going to be a total renovation? Is it going to be just some spot seeding, etc.? Now, if it is a total renovation and we want to use a full weed killer where it kills everything, this is actually the time where we start getting ready for that. Because these total weed killers can take a couple applications, but it always takes at least 2 weeks prior, or 2 weeks after the application, for you to be able to reseed. Now, one of the things that I always look at this time of year is I say, all right, is there going to be a renovation? If there is there a ton of weeds? And a lot of lawns are looking that way just because of the amount of rain. It's moving the crabgrass. It's moving the other weeds around. And if it's a heavy infestation, like I said, it's multiple applications, which a lot of these products you can reseed after 2 weeks. But if you look at that, if it's a heavy one, like I'm saying here, it's going to take a total probably of 2 applications, which would then in turn take about 4 weeks or get us to the end of August. Right? So, that being said, fall is one of the best times to put seed down in the lawn. And a month from now, we'll be very close to, you know, that fall season, if you will. You don't know what's going to happen with the weather. I can't predict it. But that's usually about the time a lot of us will start to put new seed down to fill in those areas so that for next season, it starts off fresh. It has more of the grass seed versus the weeds. So right now, if you're looking to renovate this fall, you should be starting that process now. Starting the process of getting rid of the weeds so that you'll be able to reseed within a month or so. You know, if you look at a total killer, like a cleanup or, you know, one of those, right on the bottle it will state you can reseed in 2 weeks. Again, like I said, if it's really bad, it's going to take a couple applications. That's most likely what will happen at this point. And so what I want you to take a look at is saying, if it is that bad, I'm going to need to take some time. I need to make this work, and it's going to only take time to help it. So just some food for thought at this point. I know there's tons of moisture out there too, obviously. And what that does is that could slow down the process a little bit because the ground is so saturated that it doesn't stay right on the in the area. It is a contact killer, so it does need to be hit onto the leaf. So, you know, I'm saying that it doesn't stay, probably the wrong choice of words. But I think you understand what I'm saying. It just with so much rain, it's not easy for it to get to where it needs to go. Now, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. It's definitely time to be thinking about your fall renovation plans for the lawn. And if you're going to do it, you know, what you can be doing today or this week to help get ready for that time frame. Because once you get there, you don't want to have to worry about all the extra things you need to do in order to be on the right schedule for the lawn. So, just some things to think about. It's definitely worth doing the work now versus getting to that time frame and saying, oh man, I wish I had done more when I had the time. So lawn renovation really starts right now. It starts this time of year. It's definitely thinking about the process and being ahead of it so you can get things done. Now, going forward with that, you know, that doesn't affect your application process on the lawn. Like if you're, you know, through a process of a step program, right? It doesn't necessarily change a lot of it. We want to continue fertilizing the lawn. The lawn that is existing, you know, if it's just a partial renovation, still needs to have the food, it still needs to have the all those things to help it, right? That's just part of it. So something to keep in mind while you're doing this to make sure that it is taken care of. Now, if it's a total renovation, right, probably not the way to go with a you know, continue to fertilize because you're killing everything. But just remember, you will need to continue that for another application after the seeding, right? Maybe it's the winterizer. Maybe it's a, you know, fifth application. Those are things to be thinking about going forward. You know, obviously, if we're renovating a lawn and we're putting down grass seed, you're probably going to want to use a starter fertilizer, right? Starter fertilizer is going to have a lot of those nutrients you need. So that's going to be one of those. Is that your summer application? Is that your fall before the winterizer application? So it will affect how you've done it too. So keep that in mind, because usually about the third step should have been done in the past couple weeks or right around now, depending upon when you started. If you're going to reseed in the fall, I want you to look at it and say, maybe I shouldn't feed right now because the amount of nitrogen that I'm actually going to put down here versus later with the starter fertilizer and then a winterizer could equal out to be too much for the year. So that's just something to look at, something to think about, because we don't want to over-fertilize if we're going to renovate, right? What are you really fertilizing now? If it's a total renovation, you're fertilizing the weeds. You're allowing them to grow, and then you're going to try to kill them when you've just fed them, right? So it's something to keep an eye on and just keep in mind. You know, don't waste a product just because it's that exact time to do it, right? Now, the product you have, if you already purchased it and it's in the bag, it's going to be fine for next year. So you can definitely just save one so you don't have to purchase it for the next season. But it's just something to be thinking about. So we don't want to over-fertilize for the season. So, you know, there's a lot to think about and a lot to keep in mind as we are trying to get ready for that next phase, that next, you know, major change in the lawn. Don't just go into it saying, all right, this is what we're going to do, we're fine. We'll just keep waiting and just go about your business. Just think it through. This is the time to plan it because you have plenty of time still to to make the decision, oh, maybe I'm not going to do it. Or if I do it, I need to make sure I keep this done and this done. So just some food for thought, because I don't want you to fail in the lawn. I want you to be successful with it so that you can continue to grow and continue to get the lawn and to be more successful. Now, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're in the early start of the show, so definitely plenty of time to call us with your questions. We're going to be here for another little over 3 hours, so plenty of time if you have some questions on what to do with the garden. I know a lot of you are probably, vacationing right now, so we're going to just throw on the radio, enjoy, just take a look at that of the day. It's going to be a good one. We're going to take a break. Be back in a few.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads. neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million-dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, obviously, you know, tons of excessive rain. You know, just keep an eye out on some of your, you know, your gardens, etc. We, at my house, so Sunday I was doing some work outside. You know, lunchtime happened and came inside. We're all eating and all of a sudden, we just hear, boom, a tree just completely, that had rotted at the base, that was dying in there, had been there for years upon years, just fell. Missed the house, but, you know, obviously made some loud noise, and you look in there, and you look at the root rot that was there, and you wonder how much more that's going to be. Is it going to be a lot? I don't think it will be. I think our trees, if it already had the root rot, what's going on right now had nothing to do with it. It was a list of, you know, it was one of those trees on our mind saying, all right, maybe we should get rid of this, but just didn't have the time to do it yet, right? But still, I want you to keep it in mind because there could be more of it. Just don't know. I don't have that answer. The weather has changed the way we kind of look at all the different parts of the yard. I know that the excessive rain didn't completely do something to this, but just looking at the root rot that came out of the plant, it's kind of hard to say, oh yeah, no, it's definitely root rot. It's not the weather. So keep an eye on your trees and, you know, see if they're showing any forms of, like, compaction in the area or if there was construction in those areas. Some of those trees might be, you know, getting closer to its time where it's just done. You know, just something really to think about, because I don't want you to have a tree just like we had, all of a sudden, just boom, and it falls over. You know, obviously my daughters were completely freaked out by it, because they were actually down in our downstairs watching TV and hanging out while we all finished lunch. And that tree missed the house by, I don't know, an inch, two. And the room that they were in, that's all they could see was the branches coming at them. So it is something, you know, kind of gets frightening a little bit for some, obviously. But just keep it in mind. I want you just to be thinking about, you know, look for those issues. And if there is something that, you know, could happen, maybe look and see if there's something you could do this fall, or maybe even at this point, this time of year. You know, as the season continues, obviously, you know, one of the crazy things that has been happening, you know, obviously the rain's the crazy thing, but look at your plants and just look at your newly established plants for this year, the plants that you're trying to establish. And just look at when the weather, we get so much rain in the afternoons, our plants are still looking for water during the day. Even though it's going to rain at night, we're still having to water. So it almost turns into that excessive water is partially on us. But the fact of the matter is we want to make sure our plants are still going. Like, we planted some new plants a number of weeks ago that even during, you know, right before we know it's going to rain, still watering some of these plants because they're not doing well. You know, that you can see them struggling, you can see them flagging, knowing that they need the moisture. So it's just so, I'll just call it odd the way it is, because, you know, this is the weather we're supposed to be getting in April, May, right? April showers bring May flowers. Well, what do July showers bring? And you just don't know what's gonna come of it. But we are seeing the weeds. We're seeing the insects. We're seeing a lot more mosquitoes, right? Mosquitoes are just everywhere because our grass is getting a little bit longer. Areas are getting a little bit more moisture, obviously, causing the moisture to sit, creating more mosquitoes, etc. So, just something to be thinking about. If you have some questions, call us, 855-660-4261. We'll take a break. Be back in a few.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.